You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP talking about the Commanders' first preseason game. Final score was 48-18. You didn't see Jaden Daniels. You didn't see most of the top players on the team. In fact, at halftime, Deebo Samuel and Mike Sandstrell, they went to see the Tom Brady statue unveiling.
Right.
I saw some people are upset about that. Like, cares, they're not playing.
It's a preseason.
But
30 guys didn't suit up.
Yes, they commit 15 penalties in the game. So we wanted to know if you're concerned. I wouldn't be concerned about anything right now, to be honest with you. You obviously would rather have good performances by some of these guys, but most of these guys aren't going to be on the final roster.
Yeah, I wouldn't make too much of it, but I would just take note and write down, all right, 15 penalties, pay attention to that. Is that a trend here? What are they doing? Special teams, I think a lot of those guys are actually going to be playing. They were a disaster. You got maybe some kicker issues. I mean, miss one kick, that's no big deal. But if it's on the heels of also not looking great in the joint practice, maybe you have a little something there, you know, where he's just not in a good rhythm to start the season out. There were some bright spots. There were some guys that did good things. Let's listen to Coach Quinn before we go to the calls. So 800-636-1067. What's your concern level? I'll be honest, I don't know that I'm overly concerned, but I was definitely disappointed watching that.
I'm not.
I was disappointed.
I'm not concerned in regards to the regular season yet, because, like you said, a lot of those guys won't be on the field unless they have injuries. I was just concerned, maybe surprised, that they just weren't ready.
Yeah.
The backups, they just weren't ready to play.
I was happy that, I mean, all reports on Amos are huge, and he made some plays. Johnny Newton's been a guy who's had a quiet camp, but he kind of reminded people he reminded people why they've been high on him in the past. And I personally could see, I see the life in the explosion a little bit in Bill that everybody's been hyping up, even though he didn't put up big numbers. I could see that. And you know what? To be honest with you, we didn't mention him. Ja'Cory Brooks made a few plays too, and he's been at times turning heads. So there are some positives.
I definitely think there's some positive. Defensively, I think you have to be encouraged about the secondary overall. You know, you mentioned Trey Amos, but Noah I apparently played the whole game, and he flashed. And so you have greater depth in the secondary than you had that you can rely on.
Even though we just gave up 48, I do agree with you. All right, let's listen to Coach Quinn.
As certain ones, Nicky, I feel like, man, there's really, you know, strong ones. That sometimes happens. I see that at running back and at tight end. Defensive line. And then there's others. Okay, you know, keep digging. In fact, you know, we have a workout later on this afternoon you know, post practice, and you know, to continue to look at some guys. And one thing I've come to really appreciate about Adam and his staff is, like, there's a chance to get better. We're going to dig in and find ways to do that, and we'll continue to do that.
I don't know who
they brought in 15 guys.
There was one of them a kicker.
I'd have to go back and check.
That would be maybe a tough blow for a kicker, is after one preseason game they bring in competition.
I don't think that somebody that gets a big contract like Gay would have to worry about it after 1 week.
Right.
If he's starting to miss kicks in the regular season.
I think he's asked about him here. Hold on.
Totally fair question. It's not where we're at, but we've got a lot of faith and belief in Matt, and there's a lot for us to get better at. And at that position, it's technical, and you got to make sure, you know, the issues are really strong and really capable to go, and I'm certain he'll do that.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I saw, you know, Gibby had a nice run, Antonio Gibson, against us. I don't know if you guys caught that.
Yeah, of course.
One point.
They had a good season last year.
I was getting texts from people. Hey, he's in the wrong uniform.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. You want to be, you know, you want to be balanced. You know, these guys basically, by and large, aren't going to be your contributors, your key contributors. So take it for what it is. But I would say watching that was kind of embarrassing. As a Skins fan, even though they're the backups, personally, I was a little bit embarrassed. Let's go to Peter in Atlanta. Peter, what's up? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Pete.
So, yeah, initially I said when I called in, I told you, I was a bit concerned. I guess concern is probably not the best word. You guys gave a better word, which is disappointed.
And yeah.
I would say that probably more is what I have to say. Concern wasn't probably the proper term. I mean, the main issue where a game like this shows some issues for me is the special teams, because like I said, typically, like you said, special teams is mostly backup players anyway, so some of these players may be actually playing out there. Now, the one thing I will say about last year, where why I'm not overly worried, is that one thing that I felt the coaching staff did demonstrate last year is having this team ready to play. That I always felt like the team was ready to play, even in the losses. They played hard. They played like they knew what was going on. I got to have faith that they are still going to be that when week one starts. This is first week of preseason. A lot of these guys probably aren't going to even be here, and they'll weed out the right ones they need to weed out. But it was a little bit disappointing to see us get trounced like that.
Yeah.
Really, first kickoff of the game, just getting blown up like that.
Well, and they're just not being able to really move the football at all when Hartman was in there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right, and one of the things you have to worry about, too, and that you're watching for in this type of thing, is discipline. And all the penalties and things like that, sometimes you get a minor bit of concern about that, or like, are these guys not paying attention? Like,
if 15 penalties happen in a regular game, I mean, it's catastrophic.
Right. Yeah, that's a loss. That's a big time loss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, if we have penalties like that.
Yeah.
So
that kind of stuff is what I tend to look at in preseason games. And I do have some faith that when it comes down, if I see this in the third preseason game, then I'm really worried. Hmm. But this is the first one.
Let's see. Yeah.
Well, the third one's meaningless. The third one, really, the starters, if they're going to play any significant time, it's going to be the second preseason game because right now the third preseason game is the final preseason.
That's
game,
why I think,
and they shut them down.
I think they'll play some of those guys, maybe not for a long time, but I think they'll see some action first couple series.
I would like to see that.
Wouldn't you like to see those guys?
I would like to see it. All bets are off, though. I don't know what people do anymore.
I know. Well, it just kind of depends on what Quinn's thinking.
I will say this.
Especially because Zach Taylor, the Bengals coach, has already said he's going to throw his starters out there, and he did in the first preseason game. Mm-hmm. So maybe he plays Burrow and Chase and those guys, and Higgins, those guys, for a little bit in the second.
Well, they're mm-hmm. desperate to change their mojo because they've started their regular season 0-2, I believe 4 out of the last 5 seasons.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you
so
guys...
they're trying to change the script. Let me just point this out.
Yeah.
Last year, your preseason standings, the Jets were 3-0. The Jaguars were 3-0. The Titans were 3-0. These are some of the worst teams in the NFL.
That doesn't matter.
The result doesn't matter.
The result was meaningless. Yeah. I don't care that we lost. What I kind of care about is that we gave up 50, and it was just a bloodbath from the opening kickoff. It was not a contest. For the entire football game, it was not a contest. So they are the backups, and the starters are going to come in. And even in the NFL, in the regular season, you can see totally different teams from week to week. When you're not that great, you could be great 1 week and awful the next. When you're not that great, you know, when you're kind of, you know, anything can happen. But if you want to be a great team, you gotta be way better than that. So we'll see. I still have faith. I mean, the best player, arguably, in the NFC, wasn't even out there. So let's see. Let's wait till we get the guys in there. Let's wait till the real bullets fly. But that maybe it's a good wake-up call. I will say this. Having watched that, I don't know if others had a similar thought, especially now with the preseason being such a joke and so many teams barely playing starters, if any, I feel like we should only be playing halves. Like, that game was interminable.
Yeah,
and I stayed until the end. Okay, I watched it until the end, and I'm thinking, like, halftime took forever to come.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, my God, we got to do another half of this?
I couldn't
watch. It was one thing to be getting smoked. That's fine. But you're watching a bunch of freaking bums. Now, on another level, these guys are all elite athletes.
Sure.
But, you know, largely guys.
As compared to the first string, yeah.
Largely guys that aren't going to have a massive impact in this league. Like, it's not even worth learning their names. And I'm watching it's this really, going, how are the coaches tolerating this? I'm freaking bored out of my mind.
Yeah, because they're just, that's what they do. I mean, they've got to look at these guys. But I could only watch the first half. I watched a little bit of the third quarter. I couldn't watch the fourth quarter.
I just hung in there because it's my team.
Yeah.
But it was brutal.
But back to my point about the preseason results, all right? Standings. The Buffalo Bills are one of the best teams in the NFL, right? Last year in their first preseason game, they got blasted by the Bears 33-6.
Mm-hmm.
So similar.
Yeah.
You just got to discard what happened.
I agree. I'm saying it means nothing unless it falls apart, then you point to it. Right? That's the only thing. And it doesn't even mean that that's valid. But it's ammunition against you that you save and you put it over here on the shelf. And if they play bad, then he goes, see how they look in the preseason?
Yeah. Like if this team leads the NFL in penalty yardage, you know, halfway through the season, you can look back and say, hey, what the heck was going on in preseason? Why were we not back to basics?
Fixing it.
Sure, of course, it can cut both ways.
Yeah.
Like Quinn right now is being lauded for how he treats his veterans. They get a lot of off days, right? Like I think Von Miller's second day here, he got the day off. He was here for one day, and they're like, veteran day.
Right.
And he gives a lot of guys days off. If they end up not playing well, people are going to say that it was, you know, Club Med training camp, that it was too easy.
Well, that's why I would want to see some of those guys on Monday night.
Yeah. I hope they do.
I would like to see. I mean, don't you want to see Jaden throw into Debo?
Of course.
I mean, don't you want to see that?
I also have to mitigate not wanting to expose guys unnecessarily. I do want to see it. Of course, as a fan, of course I want to see it.
As a fan, I always get curious to see the rookies. Like Jalen Lane, the speedy guy,
had
two punt returns that went nowhere.
Yeah, he
and then he had one target as a receiver.
He didn't really pop. And I'm not going to say it was a bad day.
Yeah.
I heard somebody describe it as great that he might have been Kime describing that, you know, he attacked the football. He didn't fair catch it. You know, so, you know, those are the kind of things you look for. And those guys, you know, they rarely pop anything big, but the potential's there. Then as a receiver, just didn't see anything because you had hot garbage starting the first quarter and a half. And then Josh Johnson, towards the end, you could tell Josh Johnson was trying to get the game over. He wasn't even snapping the ball. Like, he was literally just letting the clock run out. Let's take a break. Let's regroup. Maybe we can find a little more audio. If you want to chime in, what are your concerns? Or are you just like, you know what? You guys are stupid. This means nothing. Zero starters for the most part were out there. You can make that argument. I'm not, you know, that's fine.
It's not invalid.
Not invalid. You could make that argument. That game meant nothing. Or you could say, which I thought, at a minimum, it was embarrassing. At a minimum, as a fan of the team, I thought it was embarrassing. 800-636-1067. We'll bang out some of your calls. Maybe we'll find some more audio. Don't go anywhere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.